Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Brown skin, you know I love your brown skin. I can't tell where yours begins, I can't tell where mine is. Brown skin, up against my brown skin. Need some every now and then. Mississippi or an island. Apparently your skin has been kissed by the sun. You make me want a Hershey's kiss. Your licorice, every time I see your lips, it makes me think of honey-coated chocolate. Your kisses are worth more than gold to me. I'll be your almond joy, you'll be my sugar daddy. Brown skin, you know I love your brown skin. I can't tell where yours begins, I can't tell where mine is. Brown skin, up against my brown skin. Need some every now and then. Something magnetic pulls me and I can't get out. Disoriented, I can't tell my up from down. All I know is that I wanna lay you down. Every time I let you in, abracadabra magic happens as we swim. Higher and higher, finally we reach heaven. Come back to earth. Brown skin, you know I love your brown skin. I can't tell where yours begins, I can't tell where mine is. Brown skin, up against my brown skin. Need some every now and then. So brown, lips so round, baby, how can I be down? Beautiful mahogany, you make me feel like a queen.
You make me feel like a queen.
Tell me what's that thing you do that makes me wanna get next to you, yeah.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Hello, Twin Cities. And thank you for tuning in tonight to KFAI Radio. You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at kfai.org. Good evening, and this is Fresh Fruits and Rare Productions. I am your girl, Shimmer, she, her, lady, women, glitter pronouns.
Glitter pronouns. How you doing, Shimmer?
I am good, I'm good. And next to me is DJ Daddy Rocks.
I'm here and still queer.
Yes, yes. And Fresh Fruit is the longest running LGBTQIS2+ show in the nation. In the country. Amazing is that?
In the whole universe.
There ain't no other show like this one.
Yeah.
And it is Thursday, September 11th, 2025. Currently, it is 73 degrees outdoors. Nice weather today. So
lovely.
If you were stepping outdoors and doing some outside activities, mm-hmm. outsidey, like Rocks has their saying where they always say snacky snack snack snack
snackity snack snack snacks.
If you were outdoorsy doors
yes,
you know, today actually I went to my favorite park,
which is
West River Parkway.
Okay.
And I read a good book.
Okay.
I read a good book for like
beautiful
4 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, I just got lost, and I just got really lost into the book, so I really enjoyed it. I'm taking in all of this great weather.
You better, because it's about to go.
And we're in the 4 months of... We're in September. October. Mm-hmm. And then the other two...
I get it now.
I'm not even going to say.
It leads up to the burr, doesn't it? That's for sure.
That okay. is for sure.
Yes. But we're going to be grateful for, you know, the 70s and 80s that it's going to be over the next few days. And, you know, just enjoy. You know, get out there. Get in them parks. Get a hammock. Read a book. You know, pull up. You know, lay in the grass.
Play pickleball.
Sit in your car on break.
Play soccer.
I mean, get out there.
Have a picnic.
Have a barbecue.
Rocks,
Jump in a pool. Jump in the lake. Wait, before you jump in the lake, though, make sure you check with our amazing folks who deal with water safety to make sure, you know, the E. coli and the bacteria level is acceptable for swimming. Because, you know, we did just clear August, and that is a time where we often get a lot of algae blooms and things that make it not so great to swim. So, you know, check your local lake to make sure you got good swimming water before you jump in. Or, you know, find a pool and go jump in the pool. Yeah.
Good information that Rocks just mentioned. And also, it is still a little bit warm. I mean, the warmness has not disintegrated yet.
It hasn't.
So just make sure that you obviously take care of yourself in the hot days that are still here. Stay hydrated. Make sure you have a lot of, like, appropriate or, you know, the good kind of suntan lotion for your body.
That's right.
I think that's important, too.
I think stay hydrated. Don't be fooled if it's a little bit overcast. Some of the days are going to be, you know, partly cloudy. So it's still going to be warm. So bring your water and get out there and hit them trails and walk around them lakes and parks. And, you know, just enjoy the you know, September weather, because then comes the other burrs that are actually cold, like October and November, December. Oh,
Rock said the 2 months that I did not want to say.
I know. We're just gonna let it ride right now, because we still have the end of summer.
Right.
It's still not done. And then we have fall. And fall is beautiful. And there are lots of warm days in fall. And we get to watch the leaves change. But, you know, when the leaves go, then you know. That's my saying. When the leaves go, then you know to pull out the boots. Because it's about to get on.
And the long jackets.
And the long johns.
Yes, for sure.
Minnesota lingerie.
Yes. I actually went through my closet and I was mourning, putting away my summer dresses.
Oh, I'm not even there yet. I'm not putting away my shorts. I'm not putting away any of my summer gear. In fact, I'm decked out right now.
Yes.
In my no sleeves.
Okay.
I'm finna go watch the Lynx, right?
Yes.
So I got my jersey on and I'm fitting to hit it. As soon as we get out of this station, I'm running down to the Target Center so I can see the last full game.
Oh, that's right.
Of the magnificent Lynx.
They're playing tonight, right?
Tonight is okay. The last regular game in the series. Now we go into the playoffs.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. I feel like they're going to win tonight.
I feel like they're going to win tonight.
They're going to win.
Too. There's a Hoosier on the line, and we lost to the Hoosiers the other day. Pretty sadly, the Indiana Fever. But that's okay. That's okay. They're a good team. You know, it is my home state. So if we're going to lose to anybody, you know, I would rather it not be them. Okay? But we did, and that's okay. Because we're still the number one ranked in our division, which is, you know, the Western Division. And so, you know, we're number one. And then there's the Eastern Division. And I can't remember who's number one there. But we're close. We're like 34-10. And they're like 35-9 or something like that. So we're close.
We're close.
We're close.
We're going to make it.
And tonight, we're going to do our best. We're going to cheer like we're supposed to cheer. And we are going to believe that our team is going to carry us to a victory.
They are going to, okay?
I have no doubt.
If you're tuned in, send DJ Daddy Rocks
yes,
and the Lynx.
The Lynx, send the Lynx all the energy. And you know who's the caller, the MC, the host with the most, the person on the microphone, the commander of the microphone. The microphone. Commander.
Commander.
MC.
At the Lynx Games.
At the Lynx Games. You know what it is, right?
I believe I
do. We've had her on the Power to the People stage many times. And that's DJ. Not DJ. That's B.Croc.
B.Croc
is the announcer for the Twins. I mean, what am I saying? The announcer for the Lynx. And I can be more thrilled to hear that voice ringing over the loudspeaker. It's a great MC voice. And they do a good job getting the crowd riled up. I'm riled up. I'm ready to go tonight. Let's go. Let's go, Lynx.
Shout out to B.Dot. Do your thing. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. That's awesome, especially when community that we've worked with and we love and cherish get these really shamazing, fun opportunities.
Yeah.
I think that's dope.
I think it's great. It's well-deserved for them.
Yes.
Yes. So what you been up to, Shimmer?
Oh, my gosh. I've been working, working, working a lot.
Working, working, working.
Yes. And also a couple fun things. So the Cutie Connection.
Yes.
The
Speak
Cutie
about
Connection.
It.
So I am curating and hosting this really fun Cutie Connection. And it is welcoming to all queer, BIPOC, non-binary, gender non-conforming identities at the Cutie Castle every second and fourth Thursday of the month. And come, we're going to have some snacky snacks. We're going to just gather. We're going to check in. We're going to share and just have a great time. And each night, we're going to have a specific topic or something that we'd like to share. And then throughout the night, we're going to break off into groups. So there will be groups for trans femme dolls and those that are trans femme. And then there's also going to be a group for trans masculine identities. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited. So I would love for those, if you're tuning in and you are wanting to come check out this beautiful space at the QT Castle.
Mm-hmm.
Please come and check it out. The second and the fourth Wednesday of the month.
Yes. Got a phone call about it just today. And so I'm super excited to be hosting folks in the QT Castle for just, you know, a connection. This is not necessarily a support group, you know. It's not going to be a structured support group. This is going to be a social connections group. Maybe sometimes we'll go somewhere. Maybe sometimes we'll just stay in. Maybe sometimes we'll have a pool party. Maybe sometimes we'll have a barbecue. You know, we're just going to build in community and enjoy one another. And from that, we will be supporting one another. It's not going to be like a structured support group with a specific topic every night. Although some nights we may have a topic, huh, Shimmer?
We may have a topic. We might also have a movie night. We might have a craft night. We also might have a sip and paint night.
Okay.
We also might have a fashion night. We might have a night to do some beading, some artwork. We might have a make a Marsha P. Johnson crown night.
Okay, let's do that. I love that. Yes.
A lot of great things. And I had been talking to Rox within the last couple of years about wanting to do this beautiful get together, because when I got to attend a group at Cafe Southside, which was more like a group, like a support group, but it was also a group where we could come together and we could share what was on our mind, what was on our heart, you know, resources, collaborations. But this is more like a fun gathering. Okay.
Right.
So it's not really specifically, like Rox just said, about like support, but it's more just to come have fun and just to escape reality for a little while and just have a great night.
Yeah, I'm with that. I think, you know, we need one another. We need spaces. We need to be able to connect. And we want to do that in a way that's just, you know, not super structured, but is more about like building in community and just getting to know one another. And I'm super excited for it.
Again, it is going to be at the QT Castle every second Wednesday and the fourth Wednesday of the month from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. And if you are interested in attending, you can hit me up on socials, also DJ Daddy Rox and so much more. And I'm also going to put the address in the Discord chat as well, or maybe a flyer of some sort.
Yes.
Some sort. We'll get that information.
Yes, because we don't want to just let everybody know where this little safe haven is.
Yes.
Right? We got to vet you a little bit.
We also might have a karaoke night.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that. Karaoke night for sure.
Yeah. So one of the things that I want to do at the QT Connection, at the QT Castle, is have a karaoke night or a performance night. So you can perform music from some of your favorite artists, such as Chaka Khan, Luther Vandross, Aaliyah. You can also, whoever is inspiring to you.
Yeah, I'm with awesome. That. I think that's a great idea. I'm excited to, you know, see that. Oh, yeah. T-Van's like, yes, karaoke.
Let's do that.
Yeah,
let's do that.
Let's do it.
And then also game night, because there's some really fun Jenga masters out there.
Yes.
I'm not a Jenga person because I lose. But there's some really dope Jenga players.
I like Jenga. We've been doing game night with Twin City Spectrum, and it's been pretty fun. And Twin City Spectrum has two different game nights. One is kind of like online for online gamers, and then the other one we've been doing in person. And we've done a couple of those at the QT Castle. It's been real fun.
I love that. I've been getting into like Jenga a little bit more.
Okay.
I remember when I was at the Cutie Castle not that long ago. I played Jenga and I was really proud of myself because I actually did not knock over the Jenga blocks. So that was pretty interesting. So awesome. Oh, and look it. So DJ Daddy Rocks pulled up the score for the Golden State Valkyries.
Yes.
And the Minnesota Lynx.
Yes, of course.
Wow. They're in the lead.
Yes, the Minnesota Lynx are in a lead right now.
Okay.
It's 8-17. Yes. And we are playing the Valkyries, which I do like. They're an up and coming team, and they have good players. They play good solid ball, and I appreciate them as a rival. But you see that Minnesota Lynx. What's it say? First. In the WNBA, is that what that says, Shimmer?
It does.
I believe that's what that says. Minnesota Lynx first in the WNBA. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, that's why they're dope.
Yeah,
and look, it rocks. You gave them good energy, good vibes, good luck. They're going to win.
I think so.
They're going to win.
I think so.
I feel like they're going to win.
Yeah.
I cannot wait. I'm excited for you to walk out of the studio tonight when the show is over so that you can get back over there.
I'm going to be jogging out of here. And,
right?
You know.
Yes.
Somebody come swoop me up. I'm going to hit that lift when we go into the last number. And, you know, I'm going to run down them stairs and jump in that lift. And hopefully they will get me to the stadium at the beginning of the second half. That's my goal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be watching the score. If all of a sudden you just don't hear me, you hear clankling and the door slam, you know I'm just it's the second half has started and I got to go.
They got to go. They got to get in the building. Listen, y'all better move because the DJ Daddy Rocks.
That's right.
Is gonna get up in the building.
You ain't gonna be seeing me move very quickly, but
right.
For this, I'm gonna move quickly because it is the last game of the regular season, and I do want to check out as much of it as I can.
Well, I hope they win, and don't forget to text me if they win.
Okay, I definitely will.
I want to see some those little party.
The little
favors
that too. Yes. Yeah, so put some GIFs in your messages. What's up, Tina? What's
hey, Tina.
Up, Devon?
Hey, Devon, hello.
Yeah, y'all tuning in
Speaking
to the live feed.
Of something that is going down at KFEI, next week is the kickoff to KFEI's Fall Pledge Drive.
Okay, let's get it, Fall Pledge Drive. You know, you can always donate to KFAI any time of the year. But during the pledge drive, it's especially fun and exciting because they might read your name off on air and you can identify certain programming that you love the most. You know, KFAI is almost every hour a different kind of radio station or show. And when I first joined KFAI, that was kind of our tagline, a different radio station every hour. It's kind of like a different show every hour. So 1 hour you might be listening to Shimmer and I, and the next hour you might be listening to Ukraine radio, and the hour after that you may be listening to some salsa music. You just really never know. And well, you do know if you go and look on KFAI.org, you can see a whole programming list, right? But you know, you just tuning in and you never know what you might find on KFAI. It's a great radio show, and it gives community members an opportunity to grow their skills on air, to have a show, to have discussion, to play their favorite music, right? To, you know, to do podcast and have that go in a variety of different ways. So, you know, KFAI is community radio. And if you have any ability to support Fresh Air Community Radio through KFAI, I urge you to do that. You know, we have seen in this last year many, many public community sources get kind of defunded. And we don't want that to happen to KFAI. We want this programming to keep going. We want folks to have an opportunity to show their spirit, to sparkle their shine. And they get to do that here at KFAI. And I feel really privileged and honored to be able to get to share this space every month with you, Shimmer.
Me as well, DJ Daddy Rocks. Thank you so much. I have to agree 100%, you know, to be a voice on KFAI and especially LGBTQ radio is something special, like Rox just mentioned. You know, they just shared how KFAI gives opportunities to community voices and all platforms, whether it's through talk, whether it's through artistry, whether it's through poetry. And some really great community voices have graced and done shows here at KFAI and have gone on to do great things.
Oh, for sure. We've had amazing artists and guests on the show like Lily Tomlin.
Margaret Cho.
Margaret Cho. Jane Fonda. Ellen DeGeneres' mom, Betty.
Big Frida. Raw Digga.
Those last two were, you know, interviews that Shimmer and I got to do. And I think we are a perfect example of, you know, folks, regular everyday folks who get to have a platform and get to showcase community and get to talk about things that are really important to the LGBT community, to the BIPOC community here in the Twin Cities. We need spaces, and KFAI has offered us this space for a long time. I know I've been part of this radio station since the 1900s, y'all, since the 1900s. I think I came on this radio station probably the first time in like 1998, maybe 1999. It was definitely before the year 2000. And in fact, I do feel like I remember a show where we played 1999 because it was getting close by Prince. You know the famed Party Like It's 1999.
That's a good song. We should play that. And again, just a reminder, like DJ Daddy Rock said, even though it starts next Wednesday, which is the kickoff, and it runs through Friday, September 26th, you can log on to kfai.org now if you're able to do so. And any contribution helps support KFAI and the shows and the content that we do here. And so, yeah, but it kicks off next week. I'm super excited. It's going to be a great, great 2 weeks of Pledge Drive right here on KFAI. And like DJ Daddy Rock said, if you have a favorite show from any of the AM Drive shows, if it's Fresh Shoot and Rip Productions, if it's a Latino Alt Rock, Disability in Progress, a Soul Tools Radio, Radio Pocho, whatever.
Okay, you better roll that R, girl. You better roll that R.
Yes.
Yes.
I think Miguel and Terrell Lamar would be really proud of me. You know, Radio Pocho.
Yes.
Radio Pocho.
Yes. I love it.
I love that show, by the way.
I do too.
So every Wednesday night, I get to listen to Miguel and DJ Terrell Lamar. I mean, listen, both of them iconic on KFAI.
Yes.
And I love Radio Pocho. So just saying.
KFAI.
Yes, yes.
Like Kentucky Fried Artichokes, you know, A. And I for interdependence, you know. K is for kindness. F is for friendship. A is for affirmation. And I is for interdependence. And I'll put that in the chat just so you can make sure. If you want to support LGBTQ radio, when you make your donation, you can just put in the line item fresh fruit. Put fresh fruit with a little exclamation mark because we need those affirmations and we want those affirmations. Yes, we do.
We're going to go ahead and get into an announcement right here on KFAI. And then we're going to go ahead and DJ Daddy Rock said it so well. We're going to play a 1999 from Prince.
Okay.
Because that's the year that DJ Daddy Rocks came onto KFEI. Legendary Iconic. You are listening to Fresh Fruit and Rare Productions right here on KFAI Radio 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org. Thanks for tuning in to Fresh Fruit and Rare Productions with DJ Daddy Rocks and Shimmer. We'll be back in just a few short minutes.
Okay, support for KFAI comes from the Dakota, presenting Dominique Fiamme, Sunday, September 14th. Montreal-based singer-songwriter Dominique Fiamme places the history of African-American musical culture at the heart of her work. She reflects on the social realities that have influenced the blues, jazz, and soul. Her latest release is live at the Festival International des Jazz de Montréal. More information about Dominique Fiamme performing live at the Dakota can be found at dakotacooks.com.
Programming is supported by the Bush Foundation, accepting applications for the 2026 Bush Fellowship, September 2nd through noon on October 7th. The Bush Fellowship invests in leaders and their capacity to do more good. Up to 30 leaders receive $150,000 to support their leadership plan. Visit bushfoundation.org.
Don't worry, I won't hurt you. I only want you to have some fun.
Welcome back to Fresh Fruit and Rare Productions, right here on KFAI Radio 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the globe at KFAI.org. And this is non-commercial community powered radio. I mean, listen, Rox and I, we were jamming.
We was getting it.
We was getting it. They probably muted the video. Okay. They probably, because, you know, we put it on social and it's Prince, but it's 1999. And we had to have a good time.
We did. We had to have a good time.
You know, because all of the craziness and madness, like sometimes you just got to just let loose and just have a good time.
Yes.
And just have
and
fun.
And why not embody? Oh, there goes my block. Why not embody the one who, you know, really told us it doesn't matter if you're black or white or straight or gay.
Right?
Right.
Prince.
The one who wore, you know, those yellow pants that showed all the glory of his behind.
And, you know, Prince could wear those high-heeled boots, those pumps.
Oh, yeah.
The fabulous corsets.
Let that Camille out, baby.
Yes.
Yes.
The hoop dolling.
Yes.
The hoop dangle earring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, beat mug, beat face.
Okay.
With
all
the rouge,
that.
The, you know, the blush.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, and the most beautiful eyes and the eyelashes and could steal your friends.
That's right. Just saying.
Again, really quickly, stay tuned because Travoramo is coming up at the 8 o'clock p.m. hour. And don't forget, KFEI's Fall Pledge Drive begins next week, Wednesday, September 17th, and it runs all the way through Friday, September 26th. So if you love non-commercial community-powered radio, if you love shows like Fresh Fruit and Rare Productions, if you love Radio Pocho, if you love Latino Art Rock, Disability in Progress, the AM Drive shows, whatever the show it is that you love right here on KFAI, thank you so much. You can contribute during the Fall Pledge Drive, but you can also do it now. You can log on to kfai.org, and any contribution that you're able to contribute helps out KFAI. And you can do that quickly and now. And also, you never know, we'll have probably some really shamazing, fun KFAI swag the Fall Pledge Drive.
That's right. That's right. There's always good swag. You know, I should have unzipped my sports gear here because, woo.
It was hot.
I got a little glimmery. I got a little shimmery.
Mm-hmm.
That could have just been because I was next to you. I got a little shimmery.
Thanks, Rox. Mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm. You know, a little shimmery love doesn't hurt nobody.
That's right. That's right.
I am looking at the score. Okay, so DJ Daddy Rox checked this score. And listen, they're going to win, Rox. Okay?
I think so.
It went up from the Golden State Valkyries are at 18, okay? And check this out. The Minnesota Lynx are at 30.
Yes.
They're about to take it. I feel like, you know, when you're about to step out of this studio in about 20 minutes or so,
yeah,
you're about to hightail it.
I'm about to hightail it.
Over there. And I feel like it's going to be a glorious night on this final night of the Minnesota Lynx season with a great win, no doubt.
Yes.
No doubt, for sure.
I think so. We're in the second quarter with a couple minutes left. So, you know, hopefully that couple of minutes of, you know, field time will turn into like 10, maybe 12 minutes. I doubt it. But, you know, then we go right into overtime. I mean, right into halftime. So my goal is to get there by the start of the third. So all praises be. Let all the lights be green. Let all the drivers yield to us and be safe on our way there. Because hopefully I get a driver that is as expeditious in his travel as the driver who brought me here, because that cat was flying.
Was he?
He was.
Really?
You know, shout out to my former Lyft driver that drove me here to the station.
Okay.
I can't remember what his name is off the top of my head, but we was flying. We was working out.
Yes.
And then he told me it was like his seventh day on the job, and I was
wow.
like, okay, I see, because You going fast. You about to get somebody going to get in here and be like, oh no, honey, you can't drive this fast. Personally, right. I love it. You know, if you safe, but you can drive, get it. Get on that pedal. No, I'm just kidding.
Day number seven.
Drive the speed limit.
Yes.
Drive the speed limit. Be safe.
Put the technology down.
Yes, definitely put the technology down.
For sure.
You can't drive in any kind of good manner if you are on a phone. Now, I am, you know, just as guilty as the next person. I have picked up my phone. I have answered my phone. I might have even text somebody at a stoplight once in a while, but it's not safe, and it's a hazard. So don't do it. Leave your phone in your purse. Leave your phone on the pocket in your car. You know, just don't be on your phones, and you know, get to your destination safely. What's up, Cool Breed?
I'm loving everybody that is in our socials. Mm-hmm. Thanks for tuning in tonight.
Appreciate y'all.
Yes, and everyone that is in the Discord chats.
We got Freddie Leroy. Freddie. You know, popped in. That's a star right there.
Ooh.
Okay, now that dude can dance. I have not seen a person move like Freddie, with just like love and style and grace. You know, I feel like, you know, Freddie is one of those contemporary legends. You know, he is a living legend. He brings, you know, new life in to house ball, even though he's kind of old school, you know. And so I just really appreciate him taking the time to tune in and say hi to us. I feel like a big baller now. Freddie popped into the live. And Tina, all the way from my home state of Indiana, my high school buddy. What's up, Tina?
Hey, Tina.
Mm-hmm.
And I got Lady K tuning in from our sister station, WFNU.
What's up, Lady K?
Yes. Hey, Lady
yes.
K. I got K. I got the bestie. Know me.
We love Nomi.
Yes, we love Nomi. I got the shamazing Lisa watching. Oh, my gosh. I'm loving everybody that
yes.
is tuned into the show. Thanks so much. I love it. And all the Discord chat. And by the way, I love Discord chat. So Discord chat, you should download it because you can interact with your DJs. You can recommend songs. And you could just be connected with KFI.
That's right.
In so many ways.
Our Discord channel be popping on KFI.
I'm
surprised. You know, Discord is one of those things. It reminds me a little bit of... what was the one that was before Facebook?
MySpace.
It reminds me a little bit of MySpace and a little bit of Snapchat kind of combined.
Ooh.
You know, because you can set up your little profile, but you're interacting in the moment.
I love that.
And I think it's a cool app, but I think it's a young people's app. I don't get on Discord too much, but when I do, it be popping in there.
It be popping, okay? I see all the love, and thank you so much for tuning in. So what else do we have working on, Rox, that we can share?
Well, you know...
As the fall and, you know, the fall season approaches.
I think, you know, one thing that we can talk about is the upcoming beautiful celebration that we have here in the Twin Cities, Day of the Transgender Child. And this is an effort that's put up by Transforming Families. And it's just this beautiful celebration. You've been there. I've been there. And, you know, beloved trans leaders from our state... have been there in the past to just really show young folks who are, you know, on a gender journey, that we love them, that we care about them, that they're important to us, and we know that they are the future.
I love that. I love that, love that, love that. That's beautiful. I've been to that event several times, and it's just a beautiful thing to see, so awesome. We only have 15 minutes left of
the
show.
I can't believe it.
I'm going to click out of here and see if the score updated. Let's see.
As you're clicking, I'm gonna bring up that today I put in my chat a big emoji with the cupcake because it's Kevin Chaos Moore's birthday today, and we love Kevin, and I just want to give a big shout out to, you know, one of my favorite hip hop artists in the whole wide world, but he's so much more than a hip hop artist. This is a dude who has a real heart and real character, and I just love him, and I'm so glad that he's here and that we can celebrate his trip around the sun this year. So happy birthday to you, Kevin Chaos Moore. We love you, buddy.
Happy birthday, Chaos, from Shimmer. I hope you're tuning in. I'm sending you so much love from here in the studio. I'm going to send you some sparkly, beautiful joy to your special day. And I hope that you take the day to celebrate yourself for sure. And I love you. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So I went back into the score. And guess what, DJ Daddy Rocks? The score went up 34.
Oh, okay. Yes. See,
the Golden State Valkyries are 22 and the Minnesota Lynx are 34. Oh my gosh. They're okay. So we got 15 minutes left. DJ Daddy Rocks is going to be excited. They're about to win, Rocks.
They're about to win. It looks like they're about to go into halftime, yes, or they're in halftime. So, you know, you're going to see me fly out this studio in just a few minutes.
Do they usually have like a special performance?
Yeah, sometimes they do. Sometimes they do. And it just depends. That special performance, it depends on, you know, what the night is, what the day is. Sometimes they have, you know, people who do dancing. They have a whole group called the Senior Dancers, and they get out there and they dance and they, you know, they do, you know, current songs, and they're all seniors. I think you have to be 50 something to join it. So there you go. There's a goal for you, Shimmer. When you turn 50, you can join this Senior Dancers.
I can't wait.
And I think Anna has that goal too. I don't know. But sometimes it's, you know, juggling, you know,
okay.
Sometimes it's people who stack things really high.
Yeah.
There's, the famed Red Panda.
Okay.
I don't know what happened to the Red Panda. She was at one of the games and she went way high on her platform and then she fell.
Oh.
And that was very scary. And I think the Red Panda's okay, but she's also, sometimes they have the folks that come out and they put the big mats down and they do slam dunks. You know, it just all depends. It all depends.
Well, I heard, I cannot confirm nor deny, and I can't actually say anything because it probably hasn't happened yet until like the performance, but I heard a big, big name is performing tonight.
Ooh.
At the Lynx game.
Who?
Yeah. We'll have to talk about it off the air.
Dang. That's happening right now.
I feel like it's happening now because
I might need to run away.
I was on Instagram today and I was like, oh, like it is a major deal. Like major, major deal.
What?
Yeah.
You should have told me this like 10 minutes ago, I kind of got there in time.
I'm sorry.
Now I'm going to miss it.
It just popped in my shin brain. My shin brain. My shin brain. It popped in my shin brain.
Damn,
and
I'm missing it.
Yeah. So when we go off the air, I'll show you because I don't know if I can actually announce it.
But it's happening right now. So it's too late. Just go ahead.
I know.
Say it.
I heard that a big recording artist in the world of R&B is in town performing there. That's what I heard anyway.
I might drop this phone right now and run out.
Right. I mean,
oh.
I feel like because
damn,
there was a lot of hints, there was a lot of clues on Instagram today. And I was like, oh, this is
Tell me one of the hints. Tell me one of the clues.
Iconic in dancing, I should say.
So, like Paula Abdul?
Not really. Like, it's not Paula Abdul, but this person is at the level of dance choreography movement that Paula Abdul is known for. And this person,
what's their first name start with?
It is the third letter of the alphabet. So it starts with...
I'm leaving, bye.
That, yes. And let's just...
Is it Cardi B?
It's not Cardi B, but let's just say, can you do the 1-2 step? Okay, so, you know, so I'll say that. And, you know, I'm trying to think of what does it rhyme with? It rhymes with tiara, like a tiara.
Like Sierra?
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing, okay? So, yeah, you know, like, it's, so listen, because I am a big, big, big CeCe fan, okay?
Can somebody confirm or deny this for me?
Confirm or deny it. That's what I've heard, but I don't know. I could be wrong, but let's see. But I heard there was a big performer in town tonight. So, but
who
that being said.
Confirm or deny? Is Sierra at the halftime show?
Ooh, is CeCe going to be at the halftime show?
I'm going to run.
Okay.
You're going to see my phone drop.
I mean,
again.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 8. Like, we got 8 minutes. Like, 8 minutes.
She already done.
You think so?
Yeah. She probably came out and did one song.
I could be wrong, but that's what I heard.
Hopefully somebody's recording it.
Right. So super awesome. Well, I hope. So if you're at the game, I hope that you got to see CeCe. You know, again, it rhymes with Tierra. So was that good? Was my game good? My guessing game good, Rock?
Your guessing game was good, but you should have told me like 25 minutes ago so I could have got there in time. I would have left at 7:30 and left you here right here in the studio by yourself.
Right.
I sure would have. I would have been out of here.
And it just dawned on me. Like, I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I was totally thinking that I was on Instagram this morning. And listen, because she was just at the VMAs. And you should have seen the iconic outfit. She wore this elegant. It was, like, so fabulous. It was
somebody
red.
Better be recording this in my camp so I can see it.
Yeah.
Anna.
If
Megan.
If she's in town. So maybe I'll get in big trouble if I... I'm just hearing. That's what on Instagram.
You're speculating.
I'm speculating.
You're not saying for sure. You're not telling people to go down there and bombard the stadium with being a fan or anything like that.
For sure.
You're just guessing. We're playing a guessing game here. We don't know who's there.
Right.
But if it's Sierra, you're going to be in trouble because you should have told me at 7:20.
And you would have.
I would have been out of here.
Right.
You would have been up in this studio.
I would have seen all the smoke. You know, like when you watch a cartoon,
yes,
and then you know how they high pedal it out of light, right?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, we only got 5 minutes left, y'all. I can't believe it went that fast.
We only got 5 minutes left, and Daddy Rocks wants to get out to get to the game because I feel like they're gonna win. So we're gonna send the links, all of the joy and the love of winning tonight.
Yeah, we are.
And again, just a reminder, next week is the start of KFAI's Fall Pledge Drive. It starts Wednesday, September 17th, and it runs all the way through Friday, September 26th. Okay, so if you love KFEI, you love non-commercial community-powered radio, if you love shows like Freshman Reproductions, Travel Ramo, if you love Latino alt-rock, the AM Drive shows, and of course, Radio Pocho, then, you know, there's ways that you can donate. And it doesn't have to just start when the pledge drive starts. You can log on now and you can go to kfai.org and you can contribute any way that you're able to do so.
I see you queuing something up. You gonna queue up some Sierra? Just to drive the point home a little bit. So rub it in a little bit.
I am.
It's been real fun being on the show with you tonight, Shimmer.
I know. I've had so much fun, too. I had a blast. I had such a blast with you, Rox. Thank you so much. I got to think of what that...
We're going to be back on the second Thursday of the month in October. And, you know, that will be close to my birthday. So it'll be ready, you know, for you To get all your birthday wishes ready for me.
Yes.
Yes. And I guess we about to get out this joint, huh?
We about to get out this joint so Rox can get back to the game, okay? Again, thank you so much for listening to KFEI's Fresh Root and Rare Productions. It's been such a joy. I'm Shimmer, she, her, Lady Women, Glitter Pronouns. This is DJ Daddy Rox.
Yes, it is.
We'll see you next month. Stay warm, stay safe, get outdoors while you can, because we're still in the beautiful weather season.
It's still summer.
It's still summer.
We're in denial. It's still summer.
Right? We're in the Burrs month now.
Yes.
Remember the four Burrs. Okay. We're going to close out tonight with Sierra Dance Like We're Making Love right here in Fresh Unit Productions. Stay tuned because Travel Ramo is up at the 8 p.m. hour. Have a shamazing night.
Sweat dripping from my body. We both at this party. So come and show me your moves. Some things I can teach you too. If you wanna see, oh, you say you need a shot of the Henny, then you're ready. Do what you need to do. 'Cause I'll be waiting for you. It's about to get hot and heavy. Just maybe we dance like we're making babies. As soon as our song comes on, 'cause boy, we got all night long. So if you're ready, I'm ready to get it. Come on, I see you a little faded. You wanna get crazy out on this floor. I hope you're sure this is what you want, 'cause once I'm turned on, you can't turn me.